B-Pod Studios.
This is where Boston sports fans start their day.
Oh, now, focus.
With Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
But I was going into Tosche Station to pick up some power converters.
Emotionally drained.
Well, as you know, the new Star Wars film is being, is it, I think it is being released today.
No. Comes out late. It comes out Thursday night. I think there are going to be some Thursday night screenings. Officially, it comes out Friday.
Because I know in Dedham, I believe, they're showing all of them in succession.
Which isn't that many when you compare it to what happened with the Marvel movies. Yeah, I mean, there's just these nine plus Solo and Rogue One, I think.
Seems like a lot to me.
I mean, it's definitely a lot if you're sitting through 11 films, I would think so. That is correct.
Now, are people crying at the end of that?
With this one?
Yeah.
I don't know. I, as I said, I haven't seen it.
Okay, because I was wondering if people... Bird says, nah. Because I would just imagine that this is got to be very emotional for some people.
Yeah, I mean, it was emotionally draining for Nick, who went to go see the Avengers Endgame.
He'd spent so much, what he said is he'd spent so much of his life just watching the Avengers to see it finally end, because that, because he's still doing stuff or something like that. I mean, there's like,
this is phase four, Fred. This is the end of phase three.
It's like a completely, so they're still making more.
Yeah, but the main characters are not involved.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are. See. Thor is still involved.
Okay, I mean,
Hulk is, I think, still making movies. Black Widows.
Don't they have one where they fight?
Black Widow's got one. Oh, yeah, Ragnarok. Dude, Ragnarok, even if you hate Marvel movies, is a great movie.
I don't hate Marvel movies. I just don't know how you could sit through all of them. All right, so last night was a big screening for the Star Wars film.
Yep, and this is spoiler-free.
Mm-hmm. Well, as if Bird would be, you know, give you the information.
Oh, he has. Like, I've interviewed him before after seeing a screening. Go, all right, no spoilers. And just immediately he says, oh, you're like, Bird, what are we doing here? Come on, Bird. So I have not heard this. This is, matter of fact, because I want to see the movie, I gave it to Mike. And I said, I don't want him accidentally telling me spoilers. I want you to, if you could, please listen to this and chop it all up. So here is Nick and Bird after seeing The Last Skywalker yesterday.
Oh, come on.
Why won't it work?
Oh, give me a break. I can't hear you. All right. You guys, here comes Dan.
But I was going into Tosche Station to pick up some power converters.
Give it a play-by-play on this right now.
In the meantime, let's listen to some music, shall we? That's the Yub Nub song.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
And can we use this for the radio?
Yes, for the thousandth time.
All right, cool. So what movie did we just see?
The Last Skywalker, Star Wars.
Okay.
Episode number 9, whatever it is.
All right, cool. First off, what are your thoughts of the movie?
Now, I've heard Nick was having a couple beverages during the film.
It was at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, who cares, baby?
Drinking at a 1 o'clock screening?
Yeah, we get off the air at 10. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's 1 o'clock somewhere.
Don't you have friends with jobs that drink at lunch? They got the 3 martini lunches.
Was it the claw?
You're rocking the claw?
No claws.
White Clawsmas?
When you got the claw, there's no rules at all.
What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts of the movie?
Movie's great. For the first half hour, don't go to the bathroom because you have no idea what the hell's going on.
Well, I can't see it.
Well, neither can the videographer for the Patriots.
Yeah, he's got to get up and he needs 8 minutes.
Yeah, dump it take.
For the first half hour, don't go to the bathroom because you have no idea what the hell's going on. Everything's happening so quick and fast, you're not going to know or keep up with anything.
Do you have that problem with other movies?
Yes.
So you liked it a lot?
Yeah, I did like it a lot. I did. It was a lot of action, a lot of, a lot of things were that were settled. Questions that got answered. Some questions are still up in the air that I'm still confused about.
Yeah, I mean, this happens a lot in movies. I mean, when he saw Dumbo, it took a lot. It took three watches before it all settled in.
By the way, 2 seconds in, and he already has the name of the movie wrong.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but this has happened before.
It's not the last Skywalker. It's the Rise of Skywalker. He's very excited.
He's rising up. He stands repeatedly. You know, it's confusing. Cobra, you can't miss the first 30 minutes.
But I just got to see it again because I'm still confused about a few things.
Yeah. How many movies have you sat through where you didn't have to see it again?
Mad Max. Wasn't that basically just a race?
Conan the Barbarian's Last of the Least. Okay, here we go.
Without giving anything away, why don't you tell us what happens in this movie?
The bad guys are flying around looking for things. They end up finding the stuff. It backfires on them.
Wait, what?
All right, so he's trying not to give spoilers, so I do understand that he has to speak in vague terms.
Sure.
But he did admit to confusion. He did admit to this being confusing. And apparently it confused Nick, too. Apparently the whole gang was confused. Apparently they got out of there just confused as all get out. All right, now this isn't working again. It's not working again.
The bad guys are flying around looking for things.
All right, this isn't working.
Well, let's go to the some more music, shall we?
Do you have the Bon Jovi one?
I do have the Bon Jovi one. Oh, yeah, I have Bon Jovi right here. While we were fixing it, here's John Bon Jovi's, although it was Bon Jovi at the time, Christmas song.
We look up at the winter star. We know that's where you are. Our chimney's big and round, so you can come right down.
All right, here we go.
I got you. Yes, I'm sending a shout to RDT to you.
You know, he knew right then he was going to break big.
Right, with the R2-D2, We Wish You a Merry Christmas song from John Bon Jovi.
All right, here we go. We continue with the often interrupted review.
Yeah, they're just flying around in space a lot. What else are they doing? A lot of lightsaber fights. I was really satisfied with that fight.
So lots of things, right?
Well, yeah, a lot of space. I mean, space is infinite, but... A lot of...
What?
Infinite? How do you say it?
All right, dude. This thing's not working.
Space is infinite?
This thing's not working. Now I can't stop it. All right, forget it. All right, we're going to have to break, and I don't know what we're going to do about it.
I mean, space is infinite, but a lot of...
What?
Infinite.
I mean, it won't stop now. It wouldn't play, and now it won't stop.
Infinite?
Space is infinite.
Infinite. All right, we'll be right back. All right, here we go. The Star Wars is coming out there, and yesterday there was a premiere, and intern Nick and Bird went out to go see it.
And we asked them to do, once again, a spoiler-free review of it, and let's hopefully cross our fingers that this thing works again. Here we go.
And can we use this for the radio?
Yes, for the 1,000th time.
All right, cool. So what movie did we just see?
The Last Skywalker, Star Wars.
It's not the name of it.
Okay.
Episode number 9, whatever it is.
All right, cool. First off, what are your thoughts of the movie?
Movie's great. For the first half hour, don't go to the bathroom because you have no idea what the hell's going on. Everything's happening so quick and fast, you're not going to know or keep up with anything.
Do you have that problem with other movies?
Yes.
So you liked it a lot?
Yeah, I did like it a lot. I did. It was a lot of action, a lot of, know, a lot of things were that were settled. Questions that got answered. Some questions are still up in the air that I'm still confused about. But I just got to see it again because I'm still confused about a few things.
Without giving anything away, why don't you tell us what happens in this movie?
The bad guys are flying around looking for things. They end up finding the stuff. It backfires on them.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they're just flying around in space a lot.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you must know, in Star Wars, now, you're, the difference between what you guys think is a spoiler and what I think is a spoiler are polar opposites. You mean to tell me they're flying around in space?
I guess that's what happened in this one. It's breaking news.
The whole idea of Star Wars, I thought they just looked through telescopes.
What else are they doing? A lot of lightsaber fights. I was really satisfied with that.
So lots of things, right?
Well, yeah, a lot of
space.
I mean, space is infinite, but a lot of
what?
Infinite. Infinite? How do you say it?
Infinite?
Infinite.
What was the first thing he said?
Infinite.
Infinite's not even that bad. But then we're to get corrected and go infinite.
Well, I mean, space is infinite, but a lot of...
What?
Infinite.
And then he goes...
Infinite? How do you say it?
Infinite.
Infinite.
This went from bad to worse.
Infinite.
Who was your favorite character?
I'm going with Chewie.
Keep it simple.
Yeah. He was, you know, he's in a lot of crap.
You know what you get with Chewie, right?
Yeah, I know exactly what I get with Chewie. Poe. What's his name? Poe?
Poe. Polo? It's Poe Dameron.
Poe Dameron. Yes. Poe Dameron was cool. Because Poe Dameron? Poe Dameron? Poe Dameron. I don't know. I just know faces. I don't know names that much.
What?
First of all, I mean, listen, whatever if you don't know the names, but just that he told you the name and then you just couldn't repeat it after him.
Right.
Because you said Poe and it's Poe, but it's fine. You don't have to know the name. But he goes, Poe Dameron. You go, I don't even know what you said after that.
It is. It is Pol Pot. It's...
I mean, listen. The way you can pronounce his name is
Infinite. How do you say it?
It's Infinite.
Princess Leia was, you know, give Rey the straight path to get where she was going.
She gave her directions. She took out a big Rand McNally map and said,
"Follow the Elvick Road."
She just said, "You know, take 95 south." But they're in space.
So there's been three movies. There's been The Force Awakens.
Yep.
There's been The Last Jedi.
Yep.
And then this movie, The Rise of Skywalker.
Yep.
Why don't you rank them?
Which one was the second one?
Oh, boy. Here we go. This should be interesting.
Technically, it was the eighth, not the second.
Somewhere Dungeon Master Jim is kicking his windshield.
Oh, do we get it locked up again?
All right, come in here because I can't make it go back.
All right.
So I'm not going to put it back. The problem is it will not go back.
All right, we are musical interlude.
Might as well get them all out before the new year.
Get them while you can.
I will not go back. So that is the problem. If I dare rewind this,
I see. All right.
It is no good. Okay, it's not. Nick, can you try again?
I'll just do it out of this. I'll do it out of this.
Okay.
All right.
Fine.
Let's see where we are. How many? Give me the
2 minutes and 6 seconds.
Okay, 2 minutes and 6 seconds. So we're right about here.
Where she was going.
So there's been three movies. There's been The Force Awakens.
Yep.
There's been The Last Jedi.
Yep.
And then this movie, The Rise of Skywalker.
Yep.
Why don't you rank them?
Which one was the second one?
Which one was Last Jedi?
Oh, no. That one's last.
You don't like The Last Jedi?
No, I didn't like The Last Jedi. This one's probably number one.
What was your problem with The Last Jedi?
I felt like it was just all over the place. Wow, they're escaping. And then they bring in a few characters, and then they kill them off. and it just left everything wide open. But with the third one, they close and seal the deal.
What pissed you off about this movie?
All the plays kind of too quick. Then it settled down, like I said before. And then a kiss happened, which was thought was very unnecessary.
Again, he hates on-screen kissing.
Yeah, he hates it. Like, he watches porn. He's, why kissing? Next one. Too much kissing in this porn.
You, I mean, any movie that you review where there's somebody just kisses the other person.
Yeah, he hates
you,
it.
You can't stand
no,
it.
No, he does not like that. Hepatitis like that.
It's an oogie. I'm not a big fan of it.
All the plays kind of too quick. Then it settled down, like I said before. And then a kiss happened, which was thought was very unnecessary. Again, another kiss in a Star Wars movie that pissed me off.
Okay.
All they had to do was touch each other in the arm or shoulder, and that would have been it. There was no need for the kiss.
Is he in Footloose? Is he like the pastor in Footloose?
Right.
All you really need to do to show affection is a nice touch of the shoulder.
Keep enough room between you for the Holy Ghost, is what I say.
That's right. Everyone's over there necking on inspiration point. All right, we continue.
Okay.
All they had to do was touch each other in the arm or shoulder, and that would have been it. There was no need for the kiss. They could have, like, used the force or something.
Okay.
Wait a second.
They could have fornicated through the forest.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you can do a lot through the forest. Be hard, you will.
It's the immaculate force.
That's right.
You know, bust out the double-ended lightsaber.
Relax, let Yoda try, you will.
What has happened?
Almost vacation time is what's happened. What did you think about that concept there, Yoda? I knew you'd like it.
Put ball gag in mouth, you will. Use the force, Luke, not your hands. All right.
So basically just a lot of flying around and lasers going off.
Wait a second. So it's different than all the other ones. Living in that brain has got to be the greatest thing in the world. He's just sitting there without a care in the world.
All right, all my Photoshop friends out there, and this is going to be super easy. Somebody make me a poster for the new Star Wars movie, and at the top where it's got the reviews, have it having quotes.
So basically just a lot of flying around and lasers going off.
And then a quote bird from the Touch and Rich show.
Yeah.
At the very top.
He is a Rotten Tomatoes guy.
So basically just a lot of flying around and lasers going off.
Porch bodies.
What?
Porch bodies.
What are you talking about?
Oh, well, I thought you were wearing the porch bodies, now.
Porch pot? Yeah, I know.
Oh, all right. I thought you forgot.
Listen, I know. I closed that out.
Oh, okay.
All right. Who was the slamming slew banger of this movie?
I got it. So right there, Bert is trying to, like, wrap this up. He's like, ask me how many porch bodies it is. How many porch bodies out of five? How many Everett porch parties?
Oh, Everett porch parties is what he's saying.
Parties.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But it's Everett street parties, not porch parties.
Whatever. I can't understand it.
But Nick's like, what? Why are you whispering?
Because I want no one to know. It's a spoiler.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, all right. I thought you forgot.
Listen, I know. I closed that out.
Oh, okay.
All right. Who was the slamming slew banger of this movie?
She's a new character. She didn't show her face at all, which was thought I was very attractive.
This is a guy that owns a torso.
Oh.
Not like a real one.
Like he's got one of those.
Like the most disturbing thing is this guy in my fraternity just had like a fake torso.
Oh
yeah, it's like the most dehumanizing thing in the world.
So the hottest woman in the movie, you never saw her face.
Yeah, he liked that.
Because she knew how to shut up. She had a mask on and say a word. Like Susie Colbert.
Now, why was she so hot with the mask?
But maybe, does he explain it here? Let me take a listen. I mean, this is a weird.
He doesn't know what's going on.
All right.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, all right. I thought you forgot.
Listen, I know. I closed that out.
Oh, okay.
All right. Who was the slamming slew banger of this movie?
She's a new character. She didn't show her face at all, which was thought I was very attractive. And she was very dominant.
Okay, all right.
I appreciate that.
Okay, great.
Okay, that's a theme with Bert. We do know that.
Yeah.
He likes someone to make all the decisions.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We did learn about that. So, yeah, the mask thing is not... You're right. Thank you for reminding me. The mask thing is not something that's out of his wheelhouse. Mm. He does like that. They're like, didn't we learn that his girlfriend is like in control?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And he likes that. He likes there being no decisions on his part, no will. Take away my free will. Tell me what to do.
Yeah. Okay.
She didn't show her face at all, which was thought I was very attractive. And she was very dominant.
Okay, all right.
I appreciate that.
Okay, great, great, great. How many Everett Beach...
porch parties.
No, we like Everett street parties because...
I thought it was porch party.
Street parties?
You sure? Because I thought it was porch parties.
No, it's street parties.
Fred's going to be pissed. It's not porch parties.
Me?
God damn it.
All right. How many Everett street parties do you give this?
4 to 5.
How many Everett porch parties do you give this?
4. Porch parties. Everett porch parties.
Okay. It's street parties.
Are you sure? I think it's porch parties.
Okay.
All right.
Do your best, Chewy.
Who are you brunskiing?
How's that?
It was tolerable.
Okay.
Anything else you want to add about the movie?
Like I said before, don't go to the bathroom within the first 30, 45 minutes or you'd be totally lost in the movie. Don't do that. If your kid's got pee, make him go in the cup or something.
Great.
Father of the year.
That's right.
Kid, I ain't missing what happens to this robot. Yep.
Expose yourself to the
pee in the cup.
All right. Well, there you go.
Well, I mean, listen up. Sounds like it's a must-see.
4 out of 5, whatever you want to call them.
Very dominant.
Okay. All right.
I appreciate that.
Okay.
Yes, he does. He likes to be dominated. And listen, it sounds like a fun time for everyone. Now they're flying around in space.
Oh, yeah, all over the way.
The bad guys are flying around looking for things.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
Putimer? Padami. I don't know.
Okay. Well,
there's no need for the kiss. They could, like, use the force or something.
Well, the Bills Mafia head has reached out, and he is exceptionally confident about what's going to happen on Sunday.
Mm.
So he reached out, he emailed, and I told him to call in. So we will hear from the captain of the Bills Mafia as we wait for Saturday and the big game and the 4 o'clock hour.
If your kid's got to pee, make him go in the cup or something. Infinite? How do you say it? Well, I mean, space is infinite, but... A lot of...
It's what?
Infinite. How do you say it?
Toucher and Rich.
Joe, take an emotional game, add booze to the mix, and this is what you sometimes get between fans from opposing teams. A fight broke out after the game in the parking lot of the Ralph, right in front of our News 4 camera. It was hard to tell exactly what prompted the fight, but the Bills fans landed several punches on a Packers fan. The Packers fan ended up on top of a Bills fan at one point before he was pulled off. The fight was broken up before police got there, and it didn't look like anyone was arrested.
The Bills make me wanna shout. Kick your heels up and shout. Throw your hands up and shout.
We are Toucher and Rich. There is no doubt that the Buffalo Bills have a very, very loyal fan base. They have a fan base that likes to destroy things, including themselves. And we have the president of the Bills Mafia, who calls in usually before the two teams go at it. You have to be very excited, sir.
Oh, I'm more than excited. I'm physically excited as well. I haven't been able to get that thing down in a couple of days now.
All right. So you are predicting a Bills victory.
I'm predicting a blowout, an absolute blowout. All right. It's not even going to be close.
All right. Can you have a style of play. What makes
it
you...
It doesn't really dictate blowouts when you see the quarterback that team has.
But
quarterback that we have?
Yes.
Have you seen the hog on that guy? You try to throw a football carrying that hog around. Are you kidding me?
All right. Well, I've not.
I'm not really looking there.
But I'll tell you this.
Google it.
All right. So, okay. So, how would you describe the Patriots style of play?
Boring.
Okay.
It's boring nap music. It's just 2-yard dump off to James White and incomplete pass for the rest of the game.
I don't disagree.
Here and there you'll get a block punt. You guys won by a block punt the first time, so that was exciting.
All right. So now how would you describe the Bills style of play?
The most charismatic, handsome gentleman that you can put together. The most muscular 11 guys on the field. Physically, emotionally powerful. It's a mind game first. We're going to destroy you in the mind game. And then secondly, we're just going to manhandle you for 60 minutes, and it's going to be exciting. I can't wait to watch that.
Okay, I have a friend who is a Bills fan, and maybe you can attest to this. And he said that when the game got flexed to Saturday night, there were actually a ton of Bills fans who were upset because it's the same night the Goo Goo Dolls are playing in Buffalo.
No. Listen, I'm the mayor of the Massachusetts division. I can't.
You can't speak of what's going on in Buffalo?
I don't even know what the Goo Goo Dolls are.
It's like the hometown heroes. How dare you have it the same night?
Hey, well, listen.
No, the only thing that comes from Buffalo is Rob Gronkowski. That's the only thing that matters.
All right.
What comes from Foxborough? Macaroni and cheese and naps. Like, come on.
All right. So, if you attend the game, is there what will the Bills Mafia be doing in the parking lot?
Well, we'll be – it's usually fights, you know, just because we haven't been that great, people say. I preach a lot of lovemaking, a lot of physical emotion, a lot of you know, downstairs action.
All right.
For the ladies that might be going. We're 10-4, and I actually – it's a good year for me because I had sex with a human woman for the first time, so I have two good things going for me this year.
All right. That's nice.
Yeah. So, her name's Only. She's not – I mean –
okay.
That's what it is. She accepts me for me.
All right. So she accepts you for you. Now, yeah. So there's usually fights, but now that you have a chance to win this game, is that going to change the attitude of the New England Buffalo fans?
Of course, because we want to see the game. We usually, the second quarter comes, we don't care. We just want to hurt someone. But, you know,
that's the first time.
I mean, I wouldn't, if you guys, I'm just trying to promote. Let's watch the game. Let's enjoy the victory. If you guys want to spit on a couple Patriots fans or something like that, fine. But don't leave the physical altercations out of this game. This is a huge game for us.
Okay, so when you lose, a lot of the fan base jumps through tables. You yourself said that you've baptized your son by gently smashing him through a table, if I'm not mistaken. If for some reason the Bills get further in the playoffs than the Patriots do, have you thought of how you're going to celebrate that?
I know tables are out the window. That's just for the past. The future is Buffalo. The Super Bowls now go through Buffalo, New York from now on.
Yeah, you're
so I don't know. We need to start a new wave, a new era of celebrating. I don't know if you should joust with baseball bats. So, like, fire definitely should be involved. Like, there's only a little bit of fire here and there. We need to start making it a lot more extreme. You know, this is the table breaking is PG. We're going to bump it up to rated I can promise you that, if we win one playoff game.
All right, so you believe that Buffalo is where it's the AFC East, you're going to have to go through Buffalo.
For the next 20 years.
Okay. You're that confident of Josh Allen.
For the next 20 years of that defense and Josh Allen, yep, and Tom Brady's done. And it's just, I've been waiting my whole life for this. So the joy that I feel inside is amazing. Every time I see him flip out of press conferences and the press fans and nobody getting free Dunkin' Donuts on Mondays, I think the best one.
All right, so when you see him get, what do you feel like when you see Brady get hit?
I wish it was me. I feel jealousy, one. And then two, it's wrong, but I hope it's a career-ending injury. And then three.
Oh, jeez, man. You should not say that. Don't use that on anybody.
Hey, listen, he's had enough. He's done enough.
All right, well, listen. Nope.
If we could be the team that ends it, come on.
All right. Well, listen, captain of the Bills Mafia, president of the local.
Can I say what I'm willing to do for the tickets if anybody wants to give me a ticket?
Okay. If you want tickets. All right. What do you want?
I will shave Rock and Roll Mike, manscape him. Also, I will feed Pasta Joe three meals a day, hand feed him. That's putting my hands at risk. And I'll do whatever with the guy from the machine.
All right, so you will male groom the Rock and Roll Mike if we can find him. Now, someone told me Rock and Roll Mike was having like a barbecue in an alley, like he was promising that to people because he was out by Fenway.
You will make that the Bills tailgate if that's an actual thing.
That is actual.
We can relocate the tailgate and we can set it up.
All right. So, do you want to have the president of the Bills Mafia debate?
Our
Patriots protector.
I think there's somebody he's calling in right now. I believe that we're
okay.
Bird is kind of wrangling this here.
All right. Well, listen. The president of the Bills Mafia.
The Patriots protector is somebody that unfortunately has not been he's been underused. And I think he's hearing this right now, and he's getting very incensed.
All right. Are we ready to go to the Patriots defender? We are. This All right, here we go.
Oh, here we go.
All right, so president of the Bills Mafia, meet our...
Chris from Raynham, our Patriots protector.
All right, Chris from Raynham, what do you think about this? The president of the Bills New England chapter is telling you that the next 20 years, the AFC East goes through Buffalo.
25 years is a long time of Josh Allen throwing interceptions and looking like he doesn't know how to play the game. So if you're putting your faith in him, it's going to be another a long 25 years for you as well.
Well, this isn't going that well.
Like Virginia Slims.
Are you not talking?
This guy smells like Virginia Slims and depression.
All right. Okay. I think my instincts were correct.
You've been a Bills fan for a long time, so I know it's sad and depressing, but don't get your hopes up this year. It's not ending this year. You're going to be out in the first round. There's no chance you'll even sniff the divisional round.
Listen, here's the thing. If you threaten Tom Brady and you tell him he can't kiss children or his coach on the mouth anymore, the Patriots will stop you. So if you put that threat out there, then you guys will finally put a stop to the cheating that is never ending. If you tell him he can't kiss his children.
Stop that.
I don't like that.
Bad jokes is what you have to resort to when you're from Buffalo or a Buffalo Bills fan. I have actual stats and a history of winning that I have behind me, and you have terrible jokes.
It's as boring as the Patriots game. This guy's not good at all.
All right. Well, listen, thank you both for coming on. We do not support the comments that he made about Tom Brady, the career-ending injury. Nor, I don't think he did anything wrong when he was kissing the children. I thought it was actually quite normal.
Chris from Raynham, you got to come with a little more venom.
Well, I think Chris from Raynham didn't know how to handle that situation because the president of the Bills Mafia is not what... I think we woke him up. No, he's at work is the problem.
Oh, okay.
Is that he was at work. All right. Well, listen. Time passes. We will have for you Billy Jaffe in studio coming up in just a moment.
98.5 Toucher and Rich.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, I saw you tweet out something yesterday that was the every sample used in Paul's Boutique, which is interesting because on Funk Fridays, we have about 20 songs that were used as samples.
It is awesome. You want to kill. How long is it? Like 14 minutes long? They find it. And there's obviously been many story written about how that album, if you made it today, because when they made it, you didn't have to clear samples, and basically it was free reign. If you made that album today because of all the samples we used, it would be one of the most expensive albums of all time. And I think it might have actually been, I don't know, Fred, if it was because of that album or it's all the, like, it just, it was the time where all of this was happening that the laws changed almost immediately.
Yeah, it wasn't that album. But there are websites that have the every sample, the entire song. So,
and in the first, or License to Ill, just buy Zeppelin 5, or Zeppelin 4. Just buy Zeppelin 4, it's got everything.
Came from Slayer to
Zeppelin 5, Houses of the Holy. It's not called Zeppelin 5. It's called
Houses of the Holy! Mm-hmm. Be listening this morning at 9:30 for your chance to score a pair of tickets to see the Patriots take on the Buffalo Bills this Saturday, courtesy of Dunkin'. This Patriots season, the pregame starts at Dunkin' for DD Perks members, because on game day, Dunkin' is offering Patriots fans 2x the points on any size coffee, so don't just celebrate your team's success from the sidelines. Excludes cold brew and nitro and frozen coffee. Participation may vary. Limited time offer that's coming up at 9:30.
I have something there in your Vox Pro, Fred, if it plays, but this is kind of interesting. So we were talking about the new Adam Sandler movie, Uncut Gems, which I guess comes out here on Christmas Day.
Christmas Eve, some places.
Yeah, so it's playing in some cities, and
it'll come out in Knoxville around next Christmas.
Right, and there's been screenings here already, which is good, and there was one last week that Kevin Garnett was at, and so was Adam Sandler. And Kevin Garnett and Adam Sandler did they sat down with Bill Simmons, and he started to bring up the game that was in question. And as I said, this movie is set in 2012, right around the Eastern Conference Finals, where the Celtics were up 3-2 against Miami, and it looked like they were going to take them down. And if you want to hear a guy, God, I love old school players like this. Ones that you see nowadays after games, people like exchanging jerseys and everyone like high-fiving and their best friends. Kevin Garnett did not like the people that pissed him off on other teams. And he still holds those grudges. And here is Adam Sandler and Kevin Garnett and with Bill Simmons talking about that series.
Nope.
Or not.
Nope.
Nope. Completely broken.
It is vacation time, man.
Now, it's not. This isn't vacation time. This is just a broken piece of equipment. I mean, we have something loaded to play. It's just not playing because vacation is laughing during a read or letting that Patriots defender never come on the show.
People are saying, hey, I mean, listen, the one thing I'll say is it was a last second thing for the Patriots defender. But still, even then.
All right, let's see if this
hang works. On. Let's see if this works right here.
Song from Baby Yoda, the new Star Wars. Baby Yoda is...
It's called The Mandalorian.
Sign up from The Mandalorian.
We'll stop there. There you go.
All right, here we go. All right, let's try.
Philly, Boston, all of a sudden seems like, oh, whoever gets out of this. Miami, who knows? Miami hasn't won the title yet. So let's get through Philly. Rondo's making threes.
But he was getting better.
But those were clutch, major threes.
He was getting better.
Going to the Miami series. 2-2 at Miami game five.
Right.
Celts win in Miami. And they're talking all kinds of shit to LeBron. Uh-huh. All kinds of shit that whole game. Correct or incorrect? You're trying to get in his head. You feel like you can break LeBron at this point?
We broke LeBron.
In game five.
So get your out of here with that, right? You understand how you got the Cleveland, how you got the Miami, Bill? You
remember that's that? True. You broke
okay,
them into
so that. Remember that, all right?
Fair
so
enough.
Stop bringing that up, all right?
Fair enough.
So they was talking shit to him, okay? The media and the league knew that they had an agenda in which we weren't part of the agenda. You understand? Right. And that's how they ended up winning that series. Yeah, I said it.
Do you think you pushed LeBron too far in game five? Because game six, he's unbelievable. You think you gave him the eye of the tiger?
Pushed him too far?
Nothing?
Man, listen, let me say something to you. The C's, we didn't give a fuck about LeBron. We didn't fear LeBron, and we didn't think that he can beat all five of us. And that's how I felt. He was trying to consolidate because he didn't want the pressure on him. You understand?
See, you now understand? We're getting somewhere.
See,
yeah,
but you see what you
something.
Did?
I'm still mad about it. I feel like we could have beaten them.
I'm sure, but we weren't part of the agenda.
Yeah.
The agenda was Miami. He wasn't going to Miami to be like Cleveland. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Wade did break Rondo's elbow
tried
and
to.
Didn't even get
he
suspended.
Tried to. He tried to.
Remember he had the big
listen, armors? Listen, bro. Yeah, listen, yeah, that's yeah. sensitive to all of us. That's listen, a lot of people think that it's sports. If you had D-Wade, Chris Bosh, and LeBron over in this corner, you had me, T.A., I'm just making these names up, maybe yeah. Paul and yeah. Rondo right here.
Yeah.
It'll be a what's up, and it'll be cool and respect, but it won't be any, like, fraternizing. It ain't going to be like, yo, how the family? It won't be none of that. No, it's real. We do. They don't f*** with us.
Forever, huh?
We don't f*** with them. But it's cool, though. It's a mutual understanding in
I
which
love this.
We have respect for each other, but it won't be. Like, when I did the interview with D-Wade, that was me having to interview D-Wade. But part of me, you know, that he knows. And he knows. And we talked about that off camera, and it was an understanding. But everybody knows that's in there. We go to All-Star games. On that side, we right here.
Wow.
Okay, let me take two things out of this. The first one being that I think that Kevin Garnett is blaming the media for them losing that game six, which is weird. And the second...
The league. He's blaming the league.
The league. No, yeah. LeBron was otherworldly, and I hated him for it.
Well, they've made the point that... That Wade broke Rondo's...
Tried to break Rondo's arm.
And never got fined.
And the second thing I'll take out of that... is it drives me insane when Bill Simmons says, we could have won that game.
Yes, thank you.
Ooh.
Thank you. I was thinking the exact same
Deuce
thing.
Deuce chills like I'm being electrocuted when he said that.
Yeah, I know. He's a part of the team. And Sandler's sitting there going, good, I don't have to talk.
Yeah,
I remember a time in our lives here in Boston where Sandler would come on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But those times are long gone. All right, we have Billy Jeff, who's already hit me hard in the back with a fist, and we will talk. You hit me in the back with a fist. No! It was one of your little things that you do to try
nudge.
To establish dominance.
Nudge,
mm-hmm.
The sign of affection.
I know it's a sign of affection, but you do things sometimes, I think, to try to establish dominance.
There's no dominance here. I'm coming into your domain to say hello.
All right. Well, I have actual questions for you today, so don't you worry. All right. We want Billy Jaffe in studio. Here are the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.